A new show on Broadway not only begins the New York musical theater season, it also celebrates seven decades of the greatest musicals, and theater critic Michael Bourne is very happy.
The Prince of Broadway reminds me why I fell in love with musicals. The songs, the singers, the stories of the great musicals. Hal Prince has worked on plenty of my favorite musicals, and I literally lost count of how many shows, 60, 70 more, he's worked on since his first job in the theater as an assistant stage manager on Tickets, Please, a review in 1950. He became a producer in 1954, and his show The Pajama Game won a Tony Award, so did Hal Prince win. And over the next seven decades he's been working on Broadway, he's won 21 Tony Awards as a producer, as a director, the most by any individual. He's worked on blockbusters, Fiddler on the Roof, Cabaret, Evita, and the longest-running show ever on Broadway, The Phantom of the Opera. He's worked especially wonderfully with Stephen Sondheim, Company, Folly, Sweeney Todd, and my all-time favorite show ever, A Little Night Music. Songs from all of the above and more appear in The Prince of Broadway, a review Hal Prince, at age 89, co-directed with choreographer Susan Stroman. Beowulf Borritt designed all the scenes from 16 shows with production echoes of the originals, and nine performers sing and dance. They also play Hal Prince in moments, quoting himself about his work, all with his signature glasses atop his head. They're all featured and all have highlights, for me especially, two songs of Bach and Harnick from She Loves Me. Brandon Uranowitz singing and almost breaking his neck, excited about meeting a woman tonight at 8, and Bryona Marie Parham as the woman with her heart so deeply hopeful, wondering, will he like me? Emily Skinner sings two of Sondheim's most devastating songs, Sending the Clowns from A Little Night Music and Ladies Who Lunch from Company. I won't quibble that songs selected from the shows are not all my favorites. Like, I know I'd have enjoyed Emily Skinner singing Could I Leave You, or Chuck Cooper singing The Road You Didn't Take from Sondheim's Follies. But with another song from Follies, The Right Girl, Tony Yazbek steals the show with some of the most musical footwork I've ever heard and one of the most spectacular tap solos I've ever seen. It's unavoidable thinking that the show comes from his vanity, but Hal Prince earned any vanity or pride that he feels as the Prince of Broadway, now playing on Broadway at the Manhattan Theater Club. I'm Michael Bourne.